BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, you are listening to BTV News. On May 11th, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính, head of the Central Steering Committee for Elimination of Makeshift and Dilapidated Housing, chaired the committee's fourth meeting to assess progress and outline upcoming tasks for the nationwide program. According to the reports presented at the session, nearly 209,000 houses have been eliminated across the country since the campaign was launched. Of these, 111,000 homes have been completed and handed over, while construction has started on another 98,000, representing about 77% of the total need. In Bình Định province, all 4,410 households slated for support have begun construction, reaching 100% of local target. Of these, 4,148 homes have been completed and put into use, including 2,275 newly built houses and 1,873 repaired ones, achieving a 94% completion rate. Six district-level localities in the province have fully met their targets for eradicating substandard housing. Provincial Party Secretary Hồ Quốc Dũng, who also has the Provincial Steering Committee for the campaign, announced that Bình Định will officially declare the completion of the program by the end of May. The province will also continue implementing social welfare initiatives and sustainable livelihood support for the affected families. On the 11th of May, local authorities and residents gathered at the Mai Xuân Thưởng Mausoleum located in Bình Tường Commutation District to solemnly mark the 138th anniversary of the passing of National Patriot Mai Xuân Thưởng, 1887-2025. During the ceremony, delegates and citizens revisited the heroic legacy of the Công Vương movement against French colonial rule in Bình Định, paying tribute to Mai Xuân Thưởng, one of its most prominent leaders during the late 19th century, who gave his life for the nation's independence. Following the memorial, representatives, students, and local residents offered flowers and incense at the Patriot's shrine and tomb. The event served as a powerful reminder of the homeland proud history of resistance and aimed to inspire a deepened sense of patriotism among younger generations.
Taking advantage of favorable weather conditions, farmers across the province are expediting the harvest of 2024-2025 winter-spring rice crop. The timely harvest is essential to allow for land preparation, soil drying, and best treatment ahead of the upcoming summer-autumn planting season. This winter-spring crop, the province sold 40,770 hectares of rice, fulfilling 100% of the planned target. Most of the area was planted with high-quality short- and medium-duration rice varieties, known for strong pest resistance and stable yields. Although the early part of the season was affected by prolonged cold and rainy weather, close guidance from the agriculture sector and the proactive efforts of farmers in pest control and crop care helped ensure healthy growth. To date, over three quarters of the crop has been harvested, with the average yield estimated at 7.34 tons per hectare.
On the morning of May the 12th, the Vinh District Red Cross, in collaboration with the Bình Định Provincial Red Cross, distributed clean water filtration system to disadvantaged households with school-age children across the district. The initiative is sponsored by the United States-based organization Giving It Back to Kids, aimed to improve access to clean water and safeguard the health of vulnerable communities, particularly children in impoverished families. A total of 350 households from the communes of Vĩnh Sơn, Vĩnh Kim, Vĩnh Hòa, Vĩnh Thuận, Vĩnh Thịnh, and Vĩnh Hiệp received support. Its families were provided with one Sawyer Mini water filtration unit valued at 1,250,000 VND. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.